Some ZANU-PF members are complaining that they are being forced to be part of tomorrow's 1 million men march being organized by the ruling party's youth wing in solidarity with President Mugabe. Eshtungwiza-based ZANU-PF activist, who requested to be identified only as Chamnorwa, said he is not happy that he and many others in his neighborhood were ordered by his party's leadership to join other ZANU-PF supporters in Harare streets to show support for Mr. Mugabe.
What is happening tomorrow, everyone is forced to close their market to go to the march in town. But we are not happy because whilst we are going there, after the march, we are supposed to go back to our homes and feed our families. Right now, we are about to pay the rentals. But unfortunately, after the march, we are not going to get anything. So we are appealing to our leadership so that they can understanding us. They can understanding us so that we can do our jobs at our workplace rather than to go there without without forced by the leadership.
Other Zimbabweans who are not members of the ruling party also expressed the same sentiments. Elliot Munemo, who sells second-hand clothes at the popular Mpedzanamo market, said some ZANU-PF youth ordered all traders to close their businesses tomorrow and join the march.
We are not happy. I'm from I'm an informal trader in Mpedzanamo in Mbari. We're surprised to see the leadership of ZANU-PF coming to us, to our market, saying tomorrow everyone is forced to go to the march, which is a thing that is not much of us happy, because from the markets, that's where we get our monies for food, for our family and rentals. So we are appealing to the leadership, not to force people, for anyone who is who want to go there must go, not to force anyone to go to the march, because for us, that's where we get our bread and butter.
Lokadia Nachi, who sells various items in the Central Business District, said a group of ZANU-PF youth wearing regalia emblazoned with President Mugabe's picture, raising a clenched fist, ordered all vendors to leave their wares at home tomorrow and participate in the much publicized event, but Nachi said she would not be part of the march. The president announced recently that Zimbabwe lost at least $15 billion in diamond proceeds due to massive leakages in Manicaland's Chiyadzwa diamond fields. This has angered Zimbabweans, who are demanding a full-scale investigation into the matter and jobs that were promised by Mr. Mugabe's party before the 2013 general elections. Harare resident Denford Zindoga said most youth do not have jobs, adding that it would be foolhardy for them to march in solidarity with President Mugabe, who has been employed for the last 36 years. Zindoga said he does not want to be dragged into ZANU-PF's factionalism by attending tomorrow's march.
I believe it's about a scenario of ZANU-PF and its few colleagues who are aligned to their function, which is now broadcasted into other people who are innocent in Zimbabwe, is vendors who are suffering and old people who are suffering, who are selling tomatoes in this street, are being forced so that other people would know that Mugabe is a legitimate leader, yet he is not. He has dragged us into poverty for a long time. We are sick and tired about that old man. It's about the few people who are in the house who wants to mobilize so that their resources will be kept and their criminality offenses which they committed in this country so that they cannot be taken before the courts. That's what I understand from this program which is going to be launched for tomorrow, because there is no reason why people who are suffering and talk about supporting a person who is causing the poverty which has declined in this country for a long time. That's what I would understand.
Two factions, one allegedly led by First Lady Grace Mugabe and another led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, are said to be fighting for the succession of the president. For his part, President Mugabe has told the world that he would not leave office for as long as he remained sane or for as long as Zimbabweans continue to re-elect him. Secretary for Policy and Research in the MDCT's youth wing, Caston Mateu, said that instead of ZANU-PF calling on youths to march in solidarity with a 92-year-old leader, the government should fix the economy to ensure that all youths in the country are employed.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that we have a million people marching in the streets of Harare when the country itself is dying, when the economy is on a free fall, when the bond note is just being introduced. Do you know why the bond note is being introduced? Because President Mugabe promised the war veterans 8 million per term for the school fees. Where do you think that money is coming from? So if they introduce a 200 million bond notes into the fiscus, that means that money is going to be then diverted to feed ZANU-PF programs as we head to 2018. That is their grand plan. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that that money, which is not liquid, because you can't use it anyway, it's money that will be used to prop up the regime in Zimbabwe. So we say no. It's ridiculous. What we want are jobs. What we want are freedoms. What we want is an economy that any person can rightfully be employed and rightfully have a future in this country.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from ZANU-PF spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo, who was not answering his mobile phone. But Kudzai Chipanga, secretary of the ZANU-PF Youth League, who is organizing tomorrow's march, told Studio 7 by phone that his party has a lot of supporters and there's no reason to force anyone to attend tomorrow's event, arguing that they already have the numbers. Chipanga said they are expecting thousands of people from the country's 10 provinces to attend the event and are likely to exceed the 1 million target. President Mugabe is expected to give a keynote address at the event. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.